We are spreading thankfulness all over the city these next couple of days on the Brett Maka Show. Thanksgiving reminds us of a time to be thankful for the things that we have in our life, the little things, the big things, the people in our lives. We thank you for listening to the show every single day and being part of our lives. And we share every aspect of our life with you in hopes that you feel comfortable sharing every aspect of your life with us. And so every single day up until Thanksgiving, this is kind of like the last full week. You know, people usually take off and everyone usually gets Thursday and Friday off. So this is the last full week. Every single day, a different person on the show will write a thank you letter. Yesterday I wrote a thank you letter to God. So, you know, good luck, guys, following up with whoever is next after that. Because, you know, everyone else can be like, wow.
Yeah, way to show us up, Brett.
But Hannah wrote a thank you letter today and she's going to share it with you.
Yes, I wrote my letter to my sister-in-law, Katie. I'm already going to cry. I'm not even started. Okay. It's hard to think of where to start. I've loved you since the day I met you at Swinger on Funtown when I was just shy of 11 years old. Little did I know or understand the massive impact you would have in my life. You've truly shaped me into who I am today. You've taught me how to use my voice, always speak my heart, and truly evaluate who is beneficial in my life. You've also taught me basic lessons in life, like how to drive. In fact, you still are teaching me to this day how to drive. Not many people share a relationship like we do. Usually in-laws are the worst, but in this case, you are one of the best things that's ever happened to me. When I told you months ago that my relationship had ended, without skipping a beat, you opened up your home to me. Thank you for that. I can say with full confidence that I am the happiest 20-something year old to ever be living with their family. Little did we know this would be such an amazing thing that we both are dreading the day that when our little girl's sleepover will come to an end. My days are not complete without a game of Uno, work debrief, or making fun of my brother with you. Thank you for everything. I love you. Buffalo.
Why the buffalo at the end?
Katie and I like to go to the casino together, and that's a game that we play there and make fun of. But yeah, Katie is a massive part of my life, and in the past couple months, I've had so much change happen with my relationship ending, and I've moved in with her and my brother, and it has been such a big shift, but such a positive shift, and it's been such a blessing. And Katie is more than just my sister-in-law. She's one of my best friends. I treat her as my sister, not my brother's wife. She is my sister.
I sometimes get confused because you'll say my sister.
I know.
Like, right. I asked AB one day, I'm like, I thought she was living with her sister-in-law, but then she keeps saying she's living with her sister. I'm like, did her brother and her sister get married?
No. You will hear me talk about Katie a lot. She's obviously a massive part of my life. And right now in this phase of life, this relationship is so valuable to me. And I seriously am dreading the day that I have to move out because I have so much fun living with her and my brother that it's amazing.
So when you had talked about your breakup on the show, you and your boyfriend had been together for a long time and were living together. One of the biggest scares and fears you had is you felt like you had this no safety net. You felt like when you guys broke up, you gathered your stuff up and you were moving out. You're like, where do I go? And it seems like Katie was the person, not only you calling, but she called you like, I got you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even remember that I asked. Like, she was just like, okay, come stay. And she didn't even ask my brother, like, can Hannah come move in? Like, she just was like, you're staying here and it's going to be fine. And it's been such a seamless transition, which has been such a blessing because I was going through like depression, a massive shift, everything. I was heartbroken. I was devastated. And so to have my family there just to like have their arms wide open and take me in was such a blessing.
I mean, I remember just like as your friend feeling so relieved when you were talking about like how much fun you were having living there.
Yeah.
Like initially when you had first moved in.
And I still am having fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they?
That's a good question.
I hope so. Yeah.
Beautiful letter. It seems like, you know, family picked you up when you needed it most, and that's what family does, right? Yes. And that's what we all consider you guys as part of our family, and that's why we're writing these letters. We challenge you to also maybe try to do this yourself, like for Thanksgiving, write a thank you letter and share that with them on Thanksgiving Day. I don't know about you, Hannah, but I look at Kevin and AB, like, you guys are up next. There's just a sigh of relief when you're done with your letter.
Yeah. Right. Good luck, like, guys. Yeah. Yeah.
It does feel like, whew, got that out of the way. I'm done. Because, Kevin, you're up tomorrow.
That's okay. I already had AI write mine.
That's funny. Kevin will write his tomorrow. Then Alex will write one on Thursday. And AB, you're on Friday. I don't know if you get the most time or you have the most time where it just feels like it's being held over your head.
I haven't started. I'll say that.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. See, you think you have more time, so you think that's great. But then all of a sudden, the panic just starts setting in. Like, where Hannah and I just feel like, whew.
Yeah, I mean, I'm, like, sweating, so I'm glad that's that's done. Yeah, and good luck, guys.
You do feel, like, glad it's done, but also awesome that you wrote that. Like, now it, right. it forces you to say
I'm
thank you.
I'm sweating because I have so much, like, joy, and my heart is, like, very heavy right now, but in a good way.
Do it for yourself, guys. I really do challenge you. Beautiful letter, Hannah. Kevin's up tomorrow. And we are still commercial free, by the way. It's Y98 St. Louis.